A little over 400 Sitka Democrats and Republicans cast their votes Tuesday night for their preferred presidential candidates during Sitka's first Super Tuesday. Melissa Marconi-Wenzel attended the Democratic caucus held in the dining room at the Swan Lake Senior Center.
Doors opened at 5 p.m. A half hour later, the room was packed wall to wall with old hat Democrats and the newly registered. All told, 258 people turned out Tuesday night.
Hello. How are you? If you would sign right here, you've shown up on the list of Democratic voters, and you can pick up a blue card from Jack right behind you here.
I can't stress how crowded it was. There was no elbow room whatsoever, and the level of excitement was off the scales. The sentiment you kept hearing over and over was that with two strong presidential candidates, the Democrats were finally having their day in the sun.
Welcome to the Democratic Party! The tide is rising for us. We have the best candidates, the best positions.
That was Eric Jordan, fisherman by day and District 2 chair by night. District 2 includes Sitka, Wrangell, and Petersburg. All three communities voted as one caucus, with Wrangell's 47 and Petersburg's 22 participants joining in over a phone line. After Jordan's opening speech, the crowd began to break up into fan-out groups, with Hillary Clinton supporters moving into one corner, Barack Obama fans into another, and the uncommitteds into a third. Candidate Mike Gravel also had a spot, as well as a number of candidates who had withdrawn from the national race but had not officially dropped out of the Alaska caucuses. While everyone was picking sides, I took the opportunity to ask Jordan a few questions.
Organizers were anticipating that this caucus would have an amazing turnout, and it seems to have held true.
I have never seen any Democratic turnout at a caucus like we're experiencing today. It's totally swamped, as you can see, and I think it's indicative of what's happening around the country. The Democratic Party is on the rise. We have great candidates. It's an exciting race. And it's just a precursor of the changes that come in November.
Keith Nitre was an independent until just about a half hour ago. He's here because for the first time in years, he's excited about a caucus. Alaska is holding its caucuses this year earlier than usual, on Super Tuesday, along with 23 other states holding their caucuses or primaries.
I mean, it's the first time in, 30 years that our vote for a caucus may even count. I think with the way the primary race is going, every delegate vote counts, and therefore so does my vote.
The first Hillary Clinton supporter I spoke with was David Vastola, a local doctor who appreciates Clinton's stance on health care.
I think Hillary has been a leader in this area for many years and trying to get improved coverage for all Americans for health care, and that is why I'm in the Hillary camp.
Teresa Moses is one of many 20-somethings in the room, and this was her first caucus. She runs the Sitka Tribe of Alaska's youth program. Out of breath, she has just run over to the caucus from a late meeting. She says she's a Clinton fan all the way.
Just because she has a good answer for everything, and I think she's very compassionate.
Over in the Obama camp, it's Kathy Hope Erickson. Erickson comes from a long line of what she calls staunch Democrats. She, however, has always been undeclared until this election. She says she's excited by the diversity on the ballot, and she loves Obama.
I've heard absolutely wonderful things about Obama. I had a little trepidation because, of course, I'm old and he's not. But it sounds like he's got some really wonderful views on, say, Native Americans.
The caucus drew a highly diverse crowd in terms of ethnicity, gender, and age. Betty Howie is one of many elders in the room. She's taken by Obama's freshness, as she calls it.
He is the freshest of all the candidates for change. The health care and the war in Iraq, getting our troops home, that's one of the biggest things for me.
Most people walked through the door with their minds already made up. And they were made up almost unanimously for either Clinton or Obama. One lone caucuser fanned out for Bill Richardson and refused to budge. But because a candidate must secure at least 15% of the district vote, Richardson did not gain a delegate from District 2 for the state convention. The final count at the close of the evening was, in Sitka, 182 votes for Barack Obama, 68 for Hillary Clinton, and 1 for Bill Richardson. In Wrangell, 19 votes for Obama and 4 for Clinton. And in Petersburg, 32 votes for Obama and 16 for Clinton. The combined District 2 count was 233 votes for Obama and 88 for Clinton. District 2 will send 13 delegates to the state convention in Palmer, May 23rd through 25th. Delegates are split proportionately among all viable candidates, so that means 9 delegates for Obama and 4 delegates for Clinton will go to Palmer. Once delegates get to the state convention, they can change their allegiance. From the state convention, 18 delegates from Alaska will go on to the Democratic National Convention. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.
At last count, Sitka Democrats were right in line with the rest of the state. As of 9:30 Tuesday night, Obama was leading with 74% of the vote. Clinton had captured 25%. We now join Leah Mann at the Republican poll held at Harrigan Centennial Hall. The Republicans held a different kind of event than the Democrats. While a caucus is dynamic and cooperative, the Republicans' presidential preference poll was more akin to a traditional primary, where people cast their ballots in private. Although the crowd was more subdued, those who attended had spirited arguments for Republican issues.
Are you a registered Republican?
Indeed.
Circle one and put in our container right behind us.
My name is Shirley Winters. I'm district chairman for District 2, which includes Sitka, Wrangell, and Petersburg. And we're having our presidential preference poll for the Republican Party, and people are coming into the Centennial Building to vote for their desired candidate.
Fred Reeder, and I cast my ballot for Mitt Romney.
And why are you casting your vote for him?
I like his values. I like he has some clear direction on energy policy. He's definitely in favor of opening up ANWR. I like his policies on immigration and the economy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alaska's usually a red state, so are you hoping that you guys pull through again this year?
I'm sure Alaska will, but somehow we've got to get more, rather than red states and blue states, we need to get red and blue states and start getting people together on the issues.
My name is Pat Alexander, and I've been a registered Democrat my whole life, and I made a decision to crossover to vote for John McCain because nationally there are 565 federally recognized tribes with the federal government, and 231 of those are right here in Alaska. And John McCain has a track record of being very good to tribes, and that was enough for me to change my political affiliation and crossover.
My name's Dave Fowler, and I voted for Mitt Romney tonight.
And why are you choosing him?
Well, I don't like the liberal candidates that are supposed to be conservative. These guys are calling themselves Reagan conservatives, and they're not. And I think Mitt Romney most closely he endears himself to conservatives, and he has a pretty good record. He's an honorable man, and I think in a general election against somebody like Obama, I think he's the only one who can stand up there on the stage with Obama and actually look good.
When are you expecting to get the results in?
We will have the results available this evening, the votes we counted on site tonight, and the headquarters in Anchorage will receive them. They hope to have it on the news by the 10 o'clock news to have the results of it.
That was KCAW's Leah Mann reporting at Sitka's Republican presidential preference poll. In all, 146 Sitkan Republicans cast their vote Tuesday night. Mitt Romney led by a slim margin over Mike Huckabee, 48-40. John McCain polled 29 votes and Ron Paul 28. At this point, Romney is the front runner throughout the state as well, with over 5,000 votes. Huckabee pulled into a not-so-close second with over 2,500. Ron Paul earned a little over 2,000 votes, and John McCain trailed behind with about 1,800. The District 2 Republican Party cast a total of 227 votes. They'll send 12 delegates to the state convention May 13th through the 15th in Anchorage. At that time, the party will choose 29 delegates to attend the Republican National Convention.